This is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Brought to you by The Pint, Oodle Noodle, and OilersNation.com.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
It's 12:49. Hope you're enjoying your long weekend. Beautiful weather in Edmonton. I was talking to Myrtle earlier, and hot in Toronto. He was thanking the good Lord for air conditioning, and I know that I'm going to be talking to Jim Byers from Oklahoma City next hour, and it's very hot there too. So I think we should enjoy our our tropical weather right now. It's very nice. It's very, you know, there's not a lot of humidity in the air. It's a nice summer day in Edmonton, and you know, make sure you enjoy this weekend, because how many nice weekends do we get in Edmonton this summer? 3-4 somewhere in there. Not terribly many. So make sure you get out and enjoy it with the family and take advantage of some outside activities. Wanted to talk about the goaltending a little bit this afternoon, because I've written a few items on the blog and gotten some reactions from people with regard to Nikolai Habibulin is the starter, Dubnyk is the starter in waiting, and Jan Denis, who is an excellent AHL goaltender and has showed well in the NHL when he's had the opportunity, and then Olivier Waugh is the new pro, and he would be the backup in Oklahoma City for the fall. The Oilers traditionally, and they're a very traditional team in this way, have five goaltenders. There'd be one in the ECHL with Stockton, and he might be the starter or backup, but he'd be the swingman if injury occurred anywhere else in the organization, and then you move up the depth chart. Habibulin would go into the fall time as the starter based on what we've heard from the Edmonton Oilers, and then Dubnyk would be the backup, Denis the starter in Oklahoma City with Waugh as the backup. So there's not that comfort zone. I still think the Oilers are going to do something, whether it be on the waiver wire as teams trim for out of training camp in the preseason, or possibly later on the summer where they get the 50-man roster down, pared down a little bit more. There's still some activity going on, and maybe the Colin Fraser situation is making the final shoe not drop at this point in time. But I wanted to explain, because a lot of people have, or at least several people have emailed me or PM'd me in various ways about my feeling about Nikolai Habibulin. I think the fact that he's going and taking care of business in Phoenix right now in Arizona is a good idea. Come back refreshed, ready to go in the fall time. The problem is Nikolai Habibulin has been a great goaltender in the National Hockey League for a long, long time, but he's not a young man, as James Myrtle talked about. And last year, he struggled, even when the team was entirely healthy. And you can't blame Nikolai Habibulin for everything, because during that time they had that awful diamond, and I blame the diamond, and maybe it's just the execution of the diamond, but the penalty kill. Remember that? And it was killing. It killed them. And Nikolai Habibulin started last year. After 15 games, his goals against was .407, and his save percentage was .879. Now, he recovered a little bit, ended up at .890 for the year, 45th out of 47 regulars in the National Hockey League. Rick DiPietro and Ty Conklin were the only guys who qualified for a certain number of minutes to be a starter. This is all NHL.com information. And he was 71st among 87 goalies who played in the league last year total. And that's not good enough. It's not going to get it done, and everybody knows that. It's no mystery. But I was encouraged this week by Coach Tom Rennie talking about the goaltending situation. And from my point of view, it's the first time where the Oilers really, you know, in a public way, acknowledge that the goaltending situation needs to be addressed. He said, and I want to quote here, when he was asked if the Oilers could rebound, he said, or if Habibulin could rebound, he said, he better. No one knows that better than Habby does. My exit interview with him was very poignant. He knows what is in front of him, and should he not be able to seize that, then the dynamic changes, and he's well aware of that. So, from my point of view, the Edmonton Oilers have done a lot this summer. They've added some truculence. They've added some skill. This Ryan Nugent-Hopkins kid is going to be outstanding. Whether he makes the team this year or next, you know he's going to be a great player. Gagner's a year older. This is a guy who's getting it. Horkoff's healthy. Belanger really changes the dynamic at center. The kids on the wings, we're talking Hall and Eberle and Pajarvi and Omark. These are really good young players. Plus, there's veteran wingers and Ryan Smith and Alex Hemsky. The blue line isn't as strong as you want it to be, but there's a lot of talent there. And if Ryan Whitney can stay healthy or be healthy, Tom Gilbert, Ladislav Schmid improves a little bit. Peckham and Petrie come along. The new hires, Barker and Sutton. There's at least a dynamic there that you could see them, you know, with luck and health and maybe getting off to a fast start, be in contention for the playoffs. But the one area that is a mystery to me a little bit for the summer is the one area the Oilers need some help or some backup is in goaltending. And they have five guys right now, they have four guys right now, Habibulin, Dubnyk, Waugh, and Jan Denihu, they signed as a free agent. Remember Gerber, he only played three games last year. That's the Denis role, but it might become more important this year if Habibulin once again gets injured. It's not a young man. And if he struggles again this year, the option should be that they call up Denis and they've got another AHL veteran, a guy who can play in the starter's role, and then you have your ECHL kid, Olivier Waugh, move up. That's my feeling anyway. And we invite your emails, by the way, nationradio@theteam1260.com, about the goaltending and about the fact that I think this team is not, they've done a lot of good things. Steve Tambellini was very busy this year, and you can see where they're headed. It's in an upward swing. How far up are they going to go this year? Are they going to be a team that finishes 13-15 or 10-12? Or do they have a chance at 9th or 8th? I think goaltending is going to be the issue sooner than later, and your emails are welcome at nationradio@theteam1260.com. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be back with Mark Spector after this.